So, Cheryl, what was the gypsy formula? And when you look at real dollars, how much have doctors in San Diego been underpaid?
Well, I know that gypsy, that sort of sounds funny. You can think of it as a cost of doctors practicing. So how much does it cost for rent or labor? And it stands for Geographic Practice Cost Index. But that gypsy formula has underpaid doctors about $25 million each year since 2000 to the present here in San Diego. Every physician service gets paid less than in other high-cost counties. For example, for every $100 paid to a doctor in San Diego, doctors in so-called urban counties like Orange or in San Mateo get about $5 to $15 more.
And this does have an impact on medical care.
Yes, it does. Doctors tell me it's affected their ability to recruit other physicians to their practices. And because of the lower reimbursement, many doctors tell me they've set caps on the number of Medicare patients they'll see. And what impact does that have? Well, it makes it tougher for beneficiaries to find a doctor and makes them have to wait longer for appointments. And by the way, this isn't just for Medicare, because commercial health plans generally follow in lockstep on Medicare rates. So the dollar lost to doctors who treat commercial patients is even higher.
So Cheryl, how did San Diego get described by Medicare as a rural county?
Well, it goes back many decades when San Diego County was indeed rural. But over time, Medicare failed to fix payments to reflect that we'd become a big city. In 2007, several urbanized counties like Santa Cruz, Monterey, and Sonoma, and San Diego, who were all in the same boat, sued Medicare. Eventually, the lawsuit claimed $5 billion in damages on behalf of 200 urbanized counties across the country where prices had soared. This group of persistent doctors, by the way, started calling themselves the Gypsy Kings and Queens because they were flying to Washington so often. They'd spent time compiling these elaborate sets of statistics to show how unfair things were here. But each time they encountered resistance and were often treated rudely, they became bitterly sarcastic about it, referring to their hometown as a cow town. Huh. One of those gypsy kings leading the fight for better pay in San Diego is our own Dr. Ted Mazur, an ear, nose, and throat specialist. He said the expression cowtown relates to a photo they used when they sued Medicare.
That showed San Diego back in the 1960s with cows grazing on either side of a two-lane road that became Interstate 8 near the intersection with I-5. What Washington didn't know or didn't want to acknowledge is we now had a 10-lane road there and not cows grazing aside the road.
Cheryl, why couldn't Medicare see the gypsy formula that classified San Diego as a rural county was incorrect?
Well, Tom, eventually they did admit it, but they gave all sorts of reasons why they couldn't fix it. One was that it was just too complicated, which, in fact, it is very complicated. But the other is that there's no new money. You kind of have to rob Peter to pay Paul. If you pay one group of doctors more, you got to pay another group less. There was a concern that doctors in rural areas would be affected adversely, and we know there's a shortage of doctors in rural areas.
But now doctors in San Diego will get paid more. What finally persuaded Washington to change its mind?
Well, in 2014, Congress was pressured to fix another major payment issue affecting doctors nationally. And that meant a revision of a lot of the way doctors get paid across the country. And the Gypsy Fix, as it's called, became part of the 2014 Protecting Access to Medicare Act. It just affects 15 California counties, including San Diego, and they'll get a higher metropolitan formula starting January 1st.
Cheryl, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom.